Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hi there, and welcome to this episode of Your Ultimate Life. In fact, welcome to Your Ultimate Life. So this is the third and last episode in a series about how to make money from your life experience, your skills, your gifts, the stuff that you already have. Money is such an important part of life. Now, there's money, and then there's the religion of money. So this is identify, productize, monetize, part three. And we're at the monetize part, which means making a living, a good living, making money from something you have already, you know how to do, or who you're being, or your experiences, sharing that kind of stuff. And that has the ability to do that has gone way up in the last 20 years. I mean, we didn't used to have the internet, Facebook, and all their other social media, YouTube and so forth, to allow us to reach the world. Now you can reach the world. Maybe you don't want to reach the world. Maybe you just want to be hide and reach nobody. And there's people that are off social because they hate it. Okay, that's fine. Here's the truth. The truth is, it's a tool. You can use it or you cannot use it. You can waste time on it. It's like you can waste time watching TV, you know, or you can use it effectively. It has become a powerful, powerful tool and a staggering time waster, both. The internet, social media, our ability to create and share products or services, but it has also allowed for wealth creation in a way never before seen in the history of the world. Because that means you, wherever you are, if you have an internet connection, you can create money. You can create a living. You can make money that you need to live, breathe, add good to the world, raise your family, have fun, have some vacations, all those kind of things. You can create money to do that from anywhere. This pandemic that's now happened in 2020 to 2021 or two or whatever, whenever you decided it was over, has really illustrated the truth of that. Remote work has become the norm. People work from home all the time, part-time or full-time. Freelancing is exploding. It won't be another year or two, according to one study I read, I think it was in Forbes, where freelancers will be over 50% of the workforce. Many major corps are looking to hire freelancers, gig workers, remote workers. Why? Because they don't want the hassle of employees. Employees come with a cost. As we increase our social load and require these big corporations to take care of people more and more, you know, they just opt for part-time gig freelance workers and so forth. So we can be mad about that, or we can take advantage of the fact that that allows us to work from anywhere for anyone we want to. We do have to have a different mindset about it. And that's what's important as you think about how to monetize, because if you did 855, you know how to identify the most powerful and important thing you have to offer the world. Not just identify something that you could do. There's a bunch of those things. If you did 856 and you know how to productize that, how to turn, after you've identified what you have to offer, turn it into a product. And today we're going to learn how to make money with that product or service. Now, products and services can go all across the gamut. They, you know, there's this whole information product business, and that is one piece of it. But there are tons of physical product businesses. My wife was in the physical product business for a while, many years, as a matter of fact, 20, 25 years, and still a little bit, not as much. For many years, my angel, precious, beautiful, holy wife that I love with all my heart, her name is Joy, and she is the joy of my life. For many years, she was a very experienced, top-rated seller, high-powered eBay seller, and she specialized in antiques and collectibles. So she used to go to garage sales, antique sales, estate sales, and pick up things that were in her area of specialty. She did flatware, silver, china, glassware, you know, kind of things that, you know, came from grandma's old this, that, and the other. And she would buy them at auction, buy the boxes and stuff, and then research, figure out what they were worth, package them in twos and threes, cups and saucers, place settings, whatever, and sell them. And did a brisk and full-time business. Think about that. Full time. She was amazing. I used to be part of it because I did the packing and shipping. I was really good at figuring out how to pack and ship things in a way that they arrived safely. And so I got really good at that, especially considering as a glassware and all the rest. So we did that together for many years. And she's really, really good at it. And that was only possible because of the online stuff. eBay and then later Etsy and Ruby Lane and some other online marketplaces. Those are physical products. Now, in order to make it work, we had to go to auction sales. And we lived in Phoenix at the time. And so Phoenix is one of those retirement havens like Florida where people go to spend their last years. And so there were tons of auction sales. Like every week, we'd go to the Wednesday night auction. And every week, the warehouse was packed with stuff. And we'd go that afternoon and I would watch it. She would check out all the stuff and see which lots she wanted to bid on and where she, you know, and sometimes she'd go alone that night. Sometimes I'd go. And when she got home, then I was the pack horse to unload all the boxes and et cetera, bring them into her office where she would sort and then figure out how to package them and list them on eBay and so forth. So there was a lot of work going to auctions, figuring out what was valuable, taking all the pictures, doing the research about the year it was made and all the stuff that makes China and other stuff like that valuable. And then she would list all those things and she made a good living for us. That was in the years when I was beginning to build my coaching practice and starting to write. So in the years of 2008, 9, 10, 11, and then at 12, 13, 14, 15, sort of tapered off. And then when we moved up here to Edmonton, Alberta, which is where we are now at the end of 2016, you know, it got smaller and smaller as the coaching business got full. And so, but anyway, she'd done that for many years before that. She owned antique stalls, physical antique stalls. But we're talking about online work now. I told that whole big long story because I want you to understand physical products are not excluded. We're not only talking about books, programs, courses, coaching, and that sort of thing. Although that is huge and there's a huge need for it. Now, I want you to think about the growth of availability of information. It used to be the only thing you had is information was what you learned in school 100 years ago. And, you know, you went to school and relatives and, you know, that was relatively limited. Then, you know, libraries came to town and suddenly you had the ability to, I remember when I was a kid, so 60 years ago, there was a public library. And I remember going there and there was my grade school and intermediate school, high school libraries, but the public library was big and we went there sometimes and, ooh, that was fun and got to see all kinds of books I never even imagined, et cetera, et cetera. And so information became more available. You just had to go get it. Then we had the internet come and the library essentially is now online. You can get it from your chair. You don't have to go to the library anymore. And it's 5 million times as big. And as this developed pretty quickly, everything is online. Now, obviously, there's some secret things and stuff that's not online. I'm not talking about that, but nearly everything is available on the internet at the touch of a few buttons and keystrokes. Now we've got another breakthrough, another gigantic, overwhelming thing happening, and that is the rise of artificial intelligence, both for spoken word, written word, visual arts, and everything else. That rise is just like the library or Google showing up, the internet and Google and all the search engines, because it then gives you the ability to manipulate, use all that information that's available in more and more effective and powerful ways. Now, there's lots of ethical questions, deep fakes, and, you know, I just saw a movie the other day about, you know, an artificial intelligence becoming more smarter than us and moment of singularity and, you know, the rise of the machines and all that. That's interesting to think about, and it's important to keep track of. But what we're talking about right now is using the tools that we have so you can make money with the thing you've identified and productized. So that little bit of history brings us pretty much to today. And there's going to be another breakthrough. That AI stuff is exponentially increasing our ability to use all that information. Now, I'm not going to go down the ethical conversation about deep fakes and all the other problems. I'm just talking about you as an individual who wants to create a business and use, serve, add good to the world, and make money with who you are, what you have. What I'm going to tell you right now is true whether you have physical products or whether you use digital products. And to illustrate that, just a few years ago, video bandwidth was limited and it was hard to have really good streaming video. I mean, Amazon S3, you know, those big server farms and stuff. Today, it's just like breathing. Everybody expects video and better quality video, better and better quality audio. That's all available and there's no barriers to that. So today, you can deliver a first-class audio-visual experience with someone. The pandemic has, you know, the rise of Zoom. I was using that several years before the pandemic. Now suddenly everybody in the universe knows Zoom and Google Meet and everything else. Your ability to reach everyone in the world is practically unlimited. Your ability to sell products and services to everyone in the world is practically unlimited. Your ability to deliver quality content to everyone in the world is practically unlimited. Those are facts, and they're getting truer and truer every day as bandwidth goes up and tools get better and so forth. So there are no limitations except the ones you invent. Now, 855 taught you with a triple helix how to identify your most powerful gift. Your most powerful gift, the one where you can make the most money, make the biggest impact, and have the most fun because it's most tied to who you really are and what you want to do. 856 taught about productization, different ways to think about how to package it, how to turn it into books and courses and coaching programs and seminars and speeches and all the rest. Today, we're going to talk about monetizing. How do you take that and make money, make a living, a good living that allows you to work from anywhere and all that good stuff everybody dreams about. Well, one of the old principles that we're going to talk about first is market, message, and medium. The market is the people that you have that need or want your product or service. I just talked to a lady the other day who serves women who've been through high conflict divorces. Her product to start with is mediation, and now she has courses and she also coaches. So that product, her ability to step in to help someone in those high conflict situations is really good because of her life experience. And her ability to create powerful products is good because the tools are available. So the market is women who have high conflict divorces. I know another lady whose market is women who are mothers of special needs children. And, you know, both their family. I know another lady whose market is men or women whose partner is on the spectrum. And how to get along with, how to create, you know, value, good relationships, how to get along with them and do good, you know, have a vibrant relationship instead of a weird one. So, and that's just a few examples. Me, I'm in the change business. I help people change. We all have things, often, maybe always in our lives, we want to change or improve. We want to get in better shape, want to lose some weight, want to make some more money, want to fix a relationship, want to move, want to get a different job, want to, you know, improve our opinion of ourselves, want to get better self-esteem, want to learn to speak in public. The information about how to do that's free and it's already out there. What most people don't do is get it and do it themselves because that's difficult. So I'm in the get the change done business, the transformation business. I'm the catalyst. And so my market is anybody that wants to change. So when you're going to make money, the first thing you need to do is identify who needs your product, not who can I talk into buying my stuff. This is not used car salesman stuff. Who genuinely needs what you have? And I'm not going to repeat anything from 855, but if you've identified two or three triple helix products that you know are killer based on your skills, gifts, and life experience, then you also already know who needs those. People that have gone through or are going through some of the things that made that your bullseye. Now, the second thing is message. What is the message you have for that market? message of healing, message of change, message of hope, message of it won't last forever, message of you're not alone, message of here's how you get help, message of here's 25 tips and tricks to overcome X. You know, that is your message. It's possible. It's available. Here's how to do it. Let me show you and let me help you. Those are different messages. It's possible is the message of a motivational speaker. The help is available is the message of someone who curates information and sells that. Let me show you is the message of a teacher who assembles things and teaches a skill. Let me help you is the message of a coach or mentor. We'll find the message, the material and the information we need, or I have already, and let me help you. Weekly calls, accountability, encouragement. I call it shortcuts, hand-holding, and accountability. And hand-holding is not pejorative. It just means that kind of encouragement we all need. So that's your message. And you have to get really clear about what it is. If you can't tell me exactly who you help and exactly how you help them, and I don't mean how many phone calls you have or Zoom calls or how many modules are in your training course, that doesn't matter. How you help them is what is the result that they have. Like I buy a loaf of bread. I don't buy the bread for the bread. I buy it because it tastes good and I don't want to be hungry. That's a result. So when you think about your message is what result are you creating for that market that you've identified? Okay, the medium is the third M, message market message medium, and that is how do they want to consume it? Are they readers? Do they like videos? Do they listen to podcasts? Do they like do-it-yourself courses? Will they work with PDF workbooks? Do they need weekly coaching calls? Do they want to do things in private one-on-one? Do they really enjoy the fellowship and support of a group? You know, there's those kinds of things to consider, and each one changes based on your market. If you go do things in corporations like teach time management or teach diversity, equity, and inclusion, or teach inclusivity and how to get people to get along, or you teach communication, the medium is might be different for all those. If you have a multinational corporation and you're trying to do that, you might need language stuff. You might need cultural acclimation and learning. And if that is your wheelhouse, then your market is members of international corporations where they have cultural misunderstandings and conflicts, and we need to smooth that out so business goes well and the company grows. And your message is, it's possible to do it. I've learned how. Let me show you. Let me help you. Coaching is always way more effective than just teaching. Teaching is one and done, and you don't ever get to stick around for the victory dance as you help people over the goal line. So that is the piece about message, market, and medium. And I think Dan Kennedy was the first one to put the three M's together, or at least a prominent one. Who are you talking to? What is the result, the outcome that they get to have after you help them? And how will they best consume it? Do it yourself, done with you, done for you. Those are the three sort of phrases. And you can pick the business design you want, right? And what you're willing to offer in the marketplace. We covered that in 856, productizing it. So that is the first piece. Figuring out after you productize it, who you're talking to, what's the result, and what's the medium that you're going to give it to them. Now you're going to talk about the technical part, which is how do I reach? How do I get in front of those people? Well, once you know who they are, it's not that difficult. If you want to talk to people that need to learn English, there are all kinds of meetup groups, Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups of people who are either, you know, immigrating or, you know, having English issues. I'll give you an example. I told you earlier about Nadia, our Ukrainian mom, and she belongs to tons of groups and English learning groups, and some are Ukrainian from her nationality, and there's lots of other nationalities in there. So finding the audience is not difficult. Finding the audience is not difficult. You just have to think about where do they go. And if you don't do that, then you'll waste a ton of time, quote, posting on social media, trying to gather a tribe. It is such a waste of time if you don't know how to target if you don't like put an arrow aiming at the group you want. Okay, when you talk to everybody, you really talk to nobody. So that is part of thinking. The first part of thinking about marketing is not only who is your market, but where are they? If you're going to go physically to a company or to a networking meeting or chamber of commerce or something like that, that's one way to do it. Online, it's exactly the same. You look for groups and associations and meetups and LinkedIn conversations and discussions, alignable. You know, there's dozens of networking platforms online. Some are more effective than others for particular groups. That takes research. It's not a trivial thing. People want to somehow have a magic button that somebody just tells them, do this. Ah, there's my market, and they're all waiting to find me. Not going to happen. Now, the struggle here is that everybody else has access to the same stuff you do. Everybody has access to the same tools and the same abilities to use the tools. What they don't have access to is you. Your understanding, your willingness, your work ethic, your empathy, your love, your experience, that triple helix. You know, your life experience is different. Your skill set and gifts are different. So there's always, 100% of the time, something completely different about you and what you have to offer. The biggest barriers that I see in this monetization game is unwillingness to do the work, a belief that you will fail or that you're not good enough, and people get discouraged too easy. They don't stay on the path. And there are more ways to say that than just those. But I can make you a guarantee. If you're willing to do the work, you do whatever you need to do to overcome the fear, the failures and setbacks, because you're going to fail. You're going to flop. You're going to put stuff out and be splattered all over the pavement. So what? So does everybody. So unwilling to do the work, that has to be changed, gone. You have to be willing to put in the work, consistently, focused, and so forth. You have to eliminate the fears, the head trash, the I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. Who would listen to me? Who would read my book? Who would buy my course? Who am I to give advice or help on anything? That kind of thing. And then the third one is persistence, persistence, persistence. You're going to misidentify your market the first time or the first 10 times. You're going to find your message is not clear. I used to have terrible trouble with my message. I couldn't get it succinctly. I couldn't get people to understand. And there's lots of coaches, lots of people in the quote change business like I am, and they use words like step into your greatness and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it doesn't tell anybody the result. The real result. The real result in the change business is you're a different person. You have become that person you imagine. You have become the powerhouse you dream. You command the income, the respect that you know you deserve. That's the outcome. Success, over the line, on the podium, goal in hand. That's the outcome. The processes are important, but secondary. So in order to reach your intended audience after you've identified where they are, then you have some technical things to look at. Do you need a website or not? Are you going to work from something like a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group? Are you going to use Meetup? You know, what is the venue that you're willing, regularly willing to participate in so that you can show up? You have to decide what that is. Now, here's some tips about deciding. You have to be willing to experiment. You have to be willing to make mistakes and fail. You have to be willing to play the longer game, because 99.9% of the time, there are no overnight successes. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes failure. It takes a lot of stuff. That's why I love coaching so much, because coaching is the process of helping people overcome those fears, the feelings of worth, of mistakes, of failures, of setbacks, of wanting to give up. And the reason I have become a very successful coach is because I've been through all those, failed, sucked, fell down, didn't do it right, wanted to quit a whole bunch of times. I didn't. I got good help and good coaching. I didn't quit. Now I get to lean in with joy to every person I talk to, and finding clients is really easy. But it wasn't to start with. I was terrible. I didn't know how to do any of the things that I am explaining to you now. And one of the reasons I'm sharing all this is because I want it to be easier for you than it was for me. When I got the help I needed, things got easier. Help is not just buying courses. Buying courses and then thinking you're going to do them all yourself is like buying a calculus text and then thinking you're going to take the final. You can't do it. That includes the technical things like website. Are you going to run a YouTube channel and then, you know, have that learn to master YouTube? Like, there's books and courses on that. My friend, Daryl Eves, is the world's best audience developer on YouTube. He's a good friend of mine, and he's masterful at it. Some of the highest, in fact, the most watched YouTube channels are guys that are his clients. So YouTube's possible. Do you need a website? Are you going to run your business from a Shopify store? Like, it all depends on what you want to do, what your product is, who you're aiming at, what your message is, what's the outcome they get from buying that product. There's another platform called Patreon, which is fun. It's like the patrons of the arts in the Middle Ages, where people find you and they give you a monthly payment, $5, $50, $1,000, whatever, depending on the value they feel and depending on how much they like your message. That's why it's so important, as I mentioned earlier, to find the audience that wants your art or your music or your writing or your travels or your daily observation. Now, the most important part of this monetizing, because it takes so much work and because it's such a journey, the most important part is to get help. Trying to walk this path alone is really hard. It's discouraging. You end up feeling isolated, alone, like you're the only person that's ever struggled with this, and it's really difficult. Get a good coach. Not just someone who knows how to do a thing, but someone who knows how to encourage your heart, lift your spirit, keep your sights up, keep it focused on the goal. Get one that knows how to help you make a good plan, an effective, powerful plan that you know you can execute. Because here's what I notice. There's this x-axis and then there's the y-axis, right? This x-axis here is just the process line. There are no mysteries to creating a course, writing a book, creating a coaching program, creating a keynote speech, building a workshop, creating an eBay business. There's no mystery to that. The steps to do that are all well known, documented. That road has been walked thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times. And many of them are documented. So the steps to creating all that is known. No mystery. Those are not problems. Those are projects. Creating a good project plan is essential, but they're just projects. The problems come on the y-axis. This is the attitude, the mindset, the soul axis, your own belief, your beliefs about worthiness, about capability, about it's too late, it's about I can't do this, who would listen to me, I'll never get there, I'm not good enough. None of those are in a project plan. They're on this axis here. The lower you are on that energy axis, the more difficult all those steps look. When you're elevated in your abilities to believe in yourself, your choice about how you approach every day, your belief and knowledge that you create your own life, the higher you are on that axis, you look down at all those steps and they all look like steps and it's not a big deal. So the most important thing you can get is not the project information. It is the attitude and mindset elevation. Now, you need the project execution steps. You need those, but they won't do any good without this. When you have a positive mindset, you get the kind of coaching and help you need about your own worth, value, and the help you need to find your market, refine your message, and figure out the medium. Those are all parts of these steps. But what gets in the way so often is people believe, I can't do this. I can't be on video. I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to organize a lesson plan. I can't possibly write a book. That's all nonsense. Of course you can, with the right help. Nobody can do a brand new thing without help. You don't just suddenly decide, okay, I'm going to go build a house. Don't know anything about it, but I'm going to just do it. You got to get the right help. So that's another thing I love about being in this business. I get to help people over that goal line. And I have become, through my own work, a really excellent expert, world-class expert at this line of elevation, encouragement, eliminating obstacles, getting rid of self-doubt, identifying and eliminating blind spots, adding love and encouragement to every person I work with. That's why I love this part so much. Then it's easy to find the steps to do. From this place of confidence and power, it's easy to find the steps and easy to do them. Because you believe in yourself, you believe in your product, and you really believe you have something to add to the world. That's the third part, monetizing. Figure out what your market is, your message, your medium. Where are you going to put it? Is it in person? Is it online? How do you create those things that you need? Getting the help you need to stay motivated, elevated, and focused, and then staying in the game. Staying in the game. You can't win at this and be lazy. If you choose to keep moving, you can't be stopped from monetizing because you're adding real value and real good to the world. That's the secret. The value is real. Your effort, love, energy is real. You don't give up. You get the help you need. And moving with that, you can't be stopped as you move forward and create your ultimate life.
Open your heart and this time around.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger.